A man runs through a crowded marketplace in broad daylight, carrying a lit lantern. He shouts, "I seek God! I seek God!" The crowd laughs, not because they are devout and offended, but because they have already stopped believing, and the whole scene strikes them as absurd. This is aphorism 125 of Friedrich Nietzsche's The Gay Science, first published in 1882. And it is one of the most misread passages in the history of philosophy. The madman is not celebrating. He is terrified. The crowd's laughter is the first clue, Kate. These are not religious people mocking a believer. They are secular people who have quietly abandoned God and moved on, or so they think. The madman's lantern is the key detail. He searches for God in full daylight. That is not a failure of vision. It is a failure of recognition. The crisis is not physical. It is cultural and spiritual. Nietzsche's actual claim is this: the Christian God, as an unquestioned source of truth and moral authority, has lost its grip on European civilization. That is what "God is dead" means. Not a literal biological event, a historical and cultural collapse. The wording had already appeared earlier in The Gay Science, in aphorism 108, before the Fuller marketplace scene. But aphorism 125 is where Nietzsche makes the weight of it felt. The madman declares, "God is dead. God remains dead. And we have killed him." Now notice the pronoun, not they, not time, we. Human beings are participants in this event, not passive observers. That word "we" carries enormous moral freight, Kate. Nietzsche calls humanity the murderers of all murderers. The imagery surrounding the proclamation is not triumphant. It is soaked in blood, atonement, and sacred catastrophe. The madman asks how humanity can cleanse itself of this act. He asks whether we must become godlike merely to appear worthy of what we have done. Think of it like this. Suppose you tear down the load-bearing wall of a house because it looked old and unnecessary. The house does not fall immediately, but the structure is compromised. Every room is now at risk. That is the key idea Nietzsche is pressing. The death of God does not produce instant chaos. It produces a slow, creeping instability in everything that depended on that foundation: morality, purpose, meaning, the very idea of objective truth. The crowd in the marketplace has not felt the tremors yet. The madman tells them the deed is still more distant from their awareness than the most distant stars, even though they themselves carried it out. That gap between an event occurring and society recognizing its consequences is central to Nietzsche's diagnosis. The madman concludes that he has arrived too early. The event is still on its way. This is not pessimism for its own sake. It is a warning. For Nietzsche, the immediate consequence of losing the Christian moral framework is nihilism. The condition in which values feel arbitrary, life feels purposeless, and no standard seems authoritative anymore. The death of God theme reappears in Thus Spoke Zarathustra, where Nietzsche extends the problem through Zarathustra's speeches. But the marketplace parable is where the diagnosis is sharpest. The passage asks a brutal question: what values, what purposes, what standards can remain authoritative after the traditional foundation has crumbled? Nietzsche does not answer that question here. He insists the question must be faced honestly before any answer is possible. That is why the madman smashes his lantern on the ground and walks away. The announcement has been made. The task remains unfinished. The takeaway here is precise, and it matters. Nietzsche's "God is dead" is not an atheist victory lap. It is a diagnostic warning. He is not cheering the collapse of religion. He is alarmed by what fills the vacuum when objective moral foundations disappear. The revaluation of all values, his phrase for the enormous philosophical work that must follow, is not a celebration. It is an obligation. A civilization that loses its moral bedrock without replacing it thoughtfully does not become free, it becomes lost. The madman is anguished because he sees what the laughing crowd does not, that the hardest part is not killing God. The hardest part is learning to live responsibly after the deed is done. That is where Nietzsche begins. And Kate, that is exactly where this course begins too.